Today on The Dark Side, man accused of murder in death of Bronx girlfriend's baby, who says the child was irking me. One teen killed, another injured after a shooting at a Pennsylvania haunted hayride. And man roams Galveston Beach dressed as Michael Myers in just another day on the island. All that and more today on The Dark Side.
Sometimes the human mind goes to dark places. Sometimes those dark delusions turn into a reality. A reality so shaded and gray, once all is said and done, the healthy mind is drawn into the documented retelling of these tragic events, trying to find logic, reason, and understanding where there may be none at all. This is The Dark Side of...
That it is. And welcome to the program today. If you like our show, keep us on the air. Become a supporter. Sign up at Dark Side, at our website, darksidepod.com, or go to patreon.com and search Dark Side Of. Get access to our advanced episodes, all the extras. It's all there for you. It's Tony and Sean with you on today's episode of The Dark Side Of, and lots of crazy stuff in the news, as always. What's going on with you?
News? Get out of here.
What's that?
There's crazy stuff in the news. When does that happen?
I know. It just seems to happen quite a bit, like every single day. And it gets worse and worse and worse.
Never a bored day in the newsroom.
No. It's every time I put this show together, I'm always like, oh my God, what the hell? Yeah, it's like that. I saw a post the other day from... somebody who I worked with in the world of broadcasting, who is, he's building a company right now is what he's doing. And he's traveling quite a bit. And I'm constantly seeing the post where he's like, he's normally one of the most positive people I know, but he's like, everywhere I go, people are so negative. People are so angry. People are so out of it, and everything from standing in line yesterday, and he took video of all this and like posted little clips of somebody standing in line arguing with somebody at a desk, refusing to leave, and clearly the people behind the desk couldn't help this person anymore. What they were demanding wasn't realistic. And then it went to somebody jumping right in front of them in traffic. He had to slam on his brakes. And he honked at him, and then they started following him, and he took video of that. It was one thing after another of just people. I think what we're dealing with is a society that has not been trained to cope with anything.
Yeah, if I could follow him for the daily positivity, that'd be great. You want to give me his Instagram handle?
Yeah, definitely. Who is it? It's my friend. I mean,
Positive Paul.
No, not Positive Paul. I just want to, because there's two guys that I'm thinking of, and I always get the two of them mixed up. I want to make sure it's just the one I'm thinking of. And he's a good guy. He was, Tom Langmire. You see what it is. He was a big guy in media in one of the companies I worked for. He's a president and CEO of a new media company that he's building. Really a good guy. But it was interesting to see him post kind of a negative thing. But it wasn't like he was being negative. He really took the positives out of all of this, but really just kind of told the story of how crazy people have been. I think he said on here, the woman that jumped in front of him on the highway rolled her window down and then said, "Why did you honk at me, asshole?" And he says, "To let you know, you almost ran me off the road and just missed hitting the car in front of you." She says, "Fuck you, asshole. You're fat. I bet your wife cheats on you." It's just what is wrong with people? This is running rampant. I mean, it's like Grand Theft Auto, the video game, has turned into reality. And Grand Theft Auto was like a satire of society where everything was a little bit more over the top. I think we're there now. I think we're like right back in that little nugget of insanity. And I don't know what the hell to make of it.
I don't tell my therapist that we chat every week, so we'll keep it that way for all this positivity.
I listen, I do a podcast, and we talk about all the crazy things every single week. it kind of helps me work through it because it's a lot. There's just a lot of people not being able to cope. I mean, I don't think people could cope before everything went to shit with COVID, but I think that certainly did not help. And
remind me to tell you a positive story regarding Tom after this program.
Okay, that would be good. Let's go to our first story of the day here on the program. A man accused of murder in death of Bronx girlfriend's baby says the child was irking me. This, again, I think it's a pure example of a couple generations of people that cannot cope, where they find it to be a logical reason of saying the child was irking me. It's in the Bronx. A man charged with murder in the death of his girlfriend's baby, a baby boy, told investigators he was frustrated the infant wouldn't stop crying, court documents revealed. Police arrested Kershwin Gordon, 23, on charges of murder, manslaughter, aggravated sex abuse, and sex abuse in the Thursday death of Legacy Beauford. But Gordon was only charged with murder and manslaughter at his arraignment. The medical examiner's office determined Beauford had suffered blunt force trauma injuries to the torso and a lacerated liver, which caused deadly internal bleeding, according to the criminal complaint. Doctors said the injuries happened late Wednesday into Thursday. Gordon had been staying in his girlfriend's apartment, prosecutors said. He said he'd been left alone with the baby. I wasn't squeezing his stomach that hard. I was holding him up and the air, throwing him, Gordon said, according to the criminal complaint. I was frustrated. He wouldn't stop crying. He kept throwing up. I mushed him. He was irking me. Gordon was remanded following his arraignment. So this is just insane. I wasn't squeezing his stomach that hard. I wasn't holding him up in the air and throwing him, Gordon said. I was frustrated. He wouldn't stop crying. He kept throwing up. I mushed him. He was irking me. This is what someone logically says out of their mouth after they kill a child. They are still not in the wrong in his mind. The way he says this is, well, it was his fault. He was irking me. I didn't squeeze him. You fucking killed the kid. I mean, what on earth does it take?
But what you got to realize is you're living in a society where there are vehicles that are manufactured that in the dashboard, when you turn the vehicle off, there are large reminders, check back seat, check back seat, check back seat.
Yeah.
Engineers have spent billions of dollars. You'd like to think that if you're driving with your child, you remember that your child is in the back seat. Do you really need a reminder?
That to me is always an amazing one.
A situation where somebody who isn't really sane or maybe has some anger issues, that if they are dealing with something that they can't control, if you're dealing with an animal, you can let it out in the backyard. If you're dealing with anything, you can ultimately control it. But when you're dealing with a small human, I mean, it's not like a Furby or a Chia pet. If you don't know how to deal with anger, and said baby is continuing to cry and continuing to frustrate you, I'm not giving this guy an excuse for what he did.
Yeah.
Just from the standpoint of trying to make sense of it, when you have somebody that is somewhat incapable of controlling their own actions, and then you put another living being into the situation, good luck. But with that being said, this gentleman should hopefully...
Die.
Is he in a cell with the key nowhere to be found?
Currently, yes, he is.
Well, that's some comfort we can take out of this
what
story.
What I'm afraid is it's not going to be looked at as first-degree murder because it wasn't premeditated. This was somebody stupid enough to do what he did and then still doesn't quite take responsibility. So it probably won't be like a forever sentence. It'll be one of those where it's like 20 years or 30 years. And it's like, no, I'm sorry. You fucking killed a child because you're an idiot. And if you were dumb enough to do it, what you did, again, what purpose do you serve out there when we do let you go at some point? What good are you going to rain upon our society? Oh, lovely person that we said, yeah, we'll give him a second chance. I don't know. I mean, the reaction from this person is what says it all. If there was remorse of like, oh my God, I'm inexperienced with children, I didn't realize that that's as dumb as it may sound, that squeezing the child or something was not safe. Or I don't know. It's insane. But if there was remorse and like, oh my God, I'm dumb. Plead dumb rather than pleading, it's the kid's fault. He was irking me. I'd be more accepting of dumb than narcissism, because that's what it is. If you plead dumb and go, okay, you're an idiot, I get that. But you feel remorse and regret, not I'm going to try and justify my actions by saying this out loud. That to me, it's like, okay, if I were the judge and I had like that little trap door, you know, where you press the button and like, boom, everything under, and that trap door just falls to like the pit of spikes and fire, I'd be pressing that button on that guy. If I heard what he said in court, if he said dumb, like, okay, these people over here are going to usher you over to this room and you're going to be there for a long time. But
it's kind of like a bad comedian when you're on the stage there and you get booed off and there's the cane that just grabs you.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. Especially when it involves kids and stuff, it's just utterly fucking insane. There seems to be a lot of it involving kids lately. And it's not so much like the kids or the teenagers doing horrible shit. I mean, sometimes it is. In fact, our next story, it is. But it's so often, it's like it's the grownups in the room that are doing the horrible shit to the kids. And even to like teenagers and to, you know, all, it's like, what the fuck? Again, we keep circling back here to the people cannot cope. And I don't know why that is or what that is. Is it too much of a society that we've built over the last 20 some years where anybody that's been built up in that time oh no, everything's okay. Everything is okay. Everything and anything is okay. And nobody can ever deal with, you know, we did this world of like, you can do anything you want and everything you ever dreamed of can come true. That's just not reality. Like, you can't just do anything. If you're not skilled at certain things, there's some things you just are talent based. And if you can't do them, you can't do them. Find something you're good at and go down that route. Find something you're good at and you love and go. But we don't do that. We're just like, oh, you want to be an NBA player? Of course you can do that. No, you can't. Most people will never fucking get there.
I think the two big things are, one, yes, you can, understanding that you can't be everything that you want to be, but getting the reassurance that you can. And if you can't, there is something to medicate it, whether it be you're not necessarily the most creative person and you want to start your own marketing agency. Well, you can pay $5 a month and there's a super cheap app that does all the actual work for you. Or you have one of a million disorders and you're having a bad day and you have some type of drug or several drugs. I got to go to the doctor and get another prescription filled because XYZ LMNOP. I thankfully, and I think you as well, both of us, you doing what you love and going down that path and owning it and making it what it is today. And me growing up, my mom, I'm so thankful that whenever I felt like crap, never was it a here, have this drug or that drug. It was drink some orange juice, have some chicken noodle soup and get sleep.
Yeah. And in some cases, I mean, I'm in no way saying prescription medicines are a bad thing. I take prescription medicines.
No, I'm saying extenuating circumstances where you get a paper cut. Here, take two of these.
Sure.
Like, calm down here. There's absolutely 100% as far as mental health and this, that, or the other. You know, prescription medicines, they do amazing things for us to keep us.
They do. But
as best as we can. As everything.
I think sometimes we rely too much on those as the, just as one would rely on going down a darker path of, you know, alcohol or drugs to medicate not feeling good enough or, you know, rejection or whatever may have you. We also sometimes rely on prescription drugs for those sort of things and don't necessarily ever deal with the emotions and the feelings and find, you know, productive ways of working through them. Again, not knocking prescription medication. I take it myself. for anxiety. So I'm not saying it's a bad thing. In many ways, once, you know, there's some time and you've tried everything else, it's good to have that. But I also think there's a serious lack in us as a society trying to teach each other coping skills, specifically parents teaching children coping skills when things aren't good. They just want the kids to shut up and go away because they don't want to hear them whining or complaining. So let's either give in to everything or get them medicated rather than being the grown up. And then when I think when you do that, you end up with somebody like this who squeezes a child to death and then defends it. So it's or complete lack of parenting. You know, and that would be part of what I just talked about, too. Here's another fine one. This is one teen killed, another injured after shooting at Pennsylvania haunted hayride. Honestly, I got to say, I'm a little bit surprised there hasn't been more violence at haunted attractions as of yet. Just again, because the way people are so quick to anger and the amount of people who are armed as well. Two 15-year-olds were shot, one fatally, during a confrontation at a haunted hayride on Saturday in North Versailles. Allegheny County Police released a statement asking for assistance in locating and identifying the suspect in the fatal shooting. According to Allegheny County Police, North Versailles Police Department officers responded to a shooting at the Haunted Hills Hayride at 8:15 p.m. Saturday. The two victims were transported to the hospital. Stephen Eason was shot in the chest and stomach and reportedly died from his injuries. The other victim, who remained unnamed, was shot in the shoulder and is reportedly in stable condition. According to their statement, the Allegheny County Police Homicide Unit arrived on the scene to investigate. Eason and some friends attended the Haunted Hills Hayride when the second victim reportedly got into a confrontation with the suspect. Police said Eason and his friends know the second victim casually and went to assist him in the confrontation. After shooting Eason and the second victim, the suspect reportedly fled towards the parking lot. Allegheny County Police said there was approximately 50 to 100 people in the immediate vicinity. The suspect is reportedly a slender black male, 5'9" to 6 feet tall, between the ages of 15 and 17. Haunted Hills Hayride released a statement Monday about the shooting. They wrote on Facebook, "On behalf of the entire Haunted Hills Hayride staff, our heartfelt thoughts and prayers go out to the families of the victims associated with the senseless act of violence that occurred at our facility on September 11th, 2021. It's certainly difficult to hear, let alone experience, the reality of the loss of a loved one. The event said they cannot let an isolated bad act stop the good of what the Haunted Hills Hayride provides. Therefore, it will be back in operation starting this weekend." Eason was a student at Central Catholic High School, the class of 2024, according to a post by the school. The second victim was reportedly a student at Penn Hills High School. So it looks like it was between two students. I was almost going to wondering if it was like between like a character in The Haunt getting shot. You know, like you messing my girlfriend too much. But no, it seems like this was a fairly isolated between, you know, two people incident.
What's interesting, if you go somewhere, obviously you enjoy being scared, but in the world of everybody being able to, what is it, conceal and carry and conceal?
Yeah.
Conceal and carry. In a situation where if you get scared enough and you go to muscle memory, I mean, you could accidentally, in theory, shoot a clown in a haunted funhouse.
I know.
Oh shit, man! I'm sorry. I was just scared. You literally made me shit myself when I went for my revolver. You can't pay me enough to be a actor or actress at the Freddy's Funhouse outside of Cleveland.
Yeah, you know, years ago I used to. I even did it one year. Like, I was a teenager and I haunted hayride and I did a whole scene. And it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it.
That's your thing. You very much enjoy.
But today,
do you enjoy being scared or scaring people or just the
whole kind of?
Okay.
I think the environment of both is fun. But today, I don't think I would do it unless that haunted attraction had metal detectors. And, you know, and
you got to wear a bulletproof vest.
Yeah, I mean, if you're in an area with a lot of people carrying, I don't think I'd want to be part of that. I mean, because you do get a lot of drunk people that show up to that sort of thing. And if somebody's got a fucking gun and they want to be Mr. Hero in front of the girlfriend and it's dark and they pull it out to be Mr. Impressive, you know, fuck. I mean, you could easily accidentally pull the trigger on something like that just because you bump into something. I mean, I don't think I would do that anymore. I mean, I make commercials for tons of haunts all around the country. It's super busy season right now for that. But it's, I don't know that I would feel safe, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what, if I'm on the fence right now and I'm on my way to Trader Joe's and I'm listening to this episode in my RAV4 and I'm kind of on the fence if I want to go to the local Halloween maze this weekend or not with my two children,
I'd turn on
my favorite radio station, what would that commercial sound like?
What would it sound like? Here, let me pull one up. Give me 1 second. Let me grab one. I got to find the correct folder. And this, I'll tell you in context as I find this, this is me on the ad with a lot of processing and sound effects. Categories, haunts.
Thank you for holding. We appreciate your patience. Your Halloween commercial will be to your ears momentarily.
All right, here we go. Here is one I just made the other day. Take a listen. Da, da, da. This is what it sounds like. Come on, play it.
Nightmare Forest is back like never before. 30 years of fear have come to this. This year, your worst nightmare comes to life. Alien, Exorcist, Hansel and Gretel, and Annabelle Comes Home. Get dates, times, directions, and ticket info now at yournightmarebegins.com. That's yournightmarebegins.com.
There you go. That's one of many. So when you hear the haunted ad on the radio, I do a ton of these all over the country. That's me.
I just made a U-turn. I'm on my way to yournightmarebegins.org.
Yeah, I mean, it's... the thing is, I don't really do a lot of commercials anymore, but I do a lot of these. That was my other business, was making ads, but I do so many podcast things now. I don't focus on that very much, but I've done so many throughout the country for the last 15 years that I get calls, you know, from everybody. Can you do the haunt ad again? Like, sure. So I go into like full blown commercial mode this month and I'm making the haunt ads. But
on behalf of everyone that consumes commercials.
Yeah.
What is the reasoning and why do you need to say the phone number 3 times?
I don't do it anymore. I don't suggest that. That's old school. That's prior to, you know, modern, you know, where you can just Google it. I don't think it's a good idea. Just get the name out there and that's all you need. Make sure they understand who you are. That's your main goal. Because
I don't care if you say 1-888-721-1497 times.
That's a little,
I'm not going to remember it.
When you're doing direct response, that's a little bit different. Like if you're selling like a Ginsu knife or something and you want them to call immediately, that's a little different. But you have to do it more than 3 times in that sort of a case. But if you're just like something that they're going to look up later, just make sure they know who the hell you are. That's the goal.
Because quite honestly, if I hear commercials like that ever again, I may watch a small infant and then ultimately kill them.
Oh,
and be a story on this episode.
Just because of the commercials, just because of hearing
so annoying. I'm so annoying. I need the release.
I can't handle it.
Uncle Charlie, can you watch my newborn Matilda? Sure. On the way over, you hear a few of those commercials. You're already at the cusp. And next thing you know, life without parole.
Again, we're talking about coping mechanisms here. And that's a problem. If the commercial's going to set you up that much, it's time for the medication. That's a sure thing. Man roams Galveston Beach dressed as Michael Myers. Just another day on the island. These pictures are great, by the way. Add this to an early Halloween prank to the list of the most bizarre things seen. This is from ABC 13. Eyewitness News in Galveston. Early Halloween prank added to the list of the most bizarre things seen. Ahead of a storm in Texas. On Monday, ahead of Hurricane Nicholas landfall in Texas, ABC 13 reporter Micah Hatfield captured a man walking down Galveston Beach dressed as someone's worst nightmare, Michael Myers. It's great. It looks like something out of the movie. He's walking up and down the beach as the storm's coming in. His name is Mark Matzker, a Galveston area lawyer who is no stranger to doing these things. His prank caused a stir on the beach, but it didn't last for long. On Monday, Galveston police and officers received a call of a masked man with a knife with blood on it. When police arrived at the scene, they detained Matzker and learned the knife and blood were fake. Police said Metzger was cited for disorderly conduct and released. Adam Garrison, an Island resident, told ABC 13 he thought the man's stunt was stupid and that he was probably doing it for attention in the midst of a storm threatening Texas's coast. Garrison added, "The whole thing was foolish, but he got a good chuckle and called it another day on the island." Meanwhile, Metzger said he did it as a way to try and find a little bit of positivity in the gloomy doom, but it appeared not everyone found it funny. "I just don't think they appreciate it that much. I guess there's some people out there that don't have a sense of humor, or, you know, can't please them all," he said. While it's something he's done before, Metzger added that it was his first time one of his stunts was with lethal force, but said he did cooperate with officers' commands. He even compared his arrest to something out of his episode of Scooby-Doo. "Felt like a scene out of Scooby-Doo after they handcuffed me and pulled the mask off. I was like, I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for those meddling Karens, you know," he said. Not everyone was terrified of his getup. Metzger said some people stopped for a couple of photographs, and Beach Patrol even played the Halloween movie theme song. "So would he do it again? If I had to do it all over again, I absolutely would," he said. I don't quite know why you would be doing that. I mean, I'm looking at it, I guess maybe that's it, because someone like me is going to watch this and just laugh and get some enjoyment out of seeing this character doing what he's doing. But other than that, I mean, it doesn't seem like a stunt for his business or anything. It just seems kind of like a very eccentric individual.
Wayne's World, Wayne's World, Part of Time, excellent. Mike Myers?
Michael Myers in Wayne's World? Was he in Wayne's World, huh?
Oh, we're talking about the different Mike Myers.
Oh, you know, no, we're talking about Michael Myers, Halloween Michael Myers.
Okay, see, I'd be on the beach.
You were thinking it was
way off. What's so bad about a guy wearing a black trucker hat with a black t-shirt, some jeans with some rips in them, and some Converse, no, speaking as though he's from Canada?
No, it's not that Michael Myers.
Okay, different. Well, you lost me at the on-ramp, because I was just sitting here eating some Bunch of Crunch wondering, what's the big deal? People need to chill out.
No, it's the Halloween mask, you know, like the William Shatner mask from Halloween.
Okay. Well, yeah, I definitely would have called Baywatch Patrol. I'd call the Hoff, and I'd say, get on your ATV, get over here and help me. Where's Hobie?
I don't think it's a far cry that someone would have called the police after seeing this. But I mean, I think you'd think there was someone that was unstable, quite honestly, is what your thought would be. Not that it's literally Michael Myers, but there's someone who's not quite in their right mind with a weapon in their hand. I am concerned maybe they're going to do something. When I lived in Wichita, there was a guy, we call him the Cape Man. And I truly think there was something wrong with this guy. And I really hoped he would be able to get help. But all that ever seemed to happen was, you know, they just arrest him, put him away, and then 2 days later, there's Cape Man again, and he would wear a cape and all black tights and run around in intersections and then eventually get hauled away. And this would happen over and over and over and over. It's like he's not like advertised. There's something wrong with this person. But nothing ever, we as a society don't have anything set up like, oh, well, go get them help. Like, no, we're just going to put them behind these bars for a little bit and hope that somehow changed them. It's like, I'm sorry, that's not how that works.
There's areas where people go to kind of do their thing. Skate parks, the beach, on a hike. So, I mean, if you see this guy doing his thing on the beach, like he's on the beach. He's not in the toy aisle at Target.
True.
So if you have an issue, leave.
He was by himself. He wasn't approaching anybody or threatening them. So I don't really know what exactly. I mean, is that like a public nuisance? Is that like inciting a possible riot? I mean, he got cited for disorderly conduct, but what was his disorderly conduct really? He was walking on the beach by himself with a knife, but wasn't like approaching people. So I guess I don't know what the disorderly is, because you can walk around with a knife. That is legal, as long as you're not threatening people with it. I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Were there fish around? I mean, maybe he was just trying to look for some lunch. You need a knife to, you know, gut a fish.
I don't know. I mean, is it an arrestable offense? Is it, I don't know if it, disorderly conduct truly is the, I don't know if there really truly is anything other than like treating it more as like a wellness check that there's something wrong. Like, I think that would be more what you would do than actually arrest the person. If the police came over to you, you had the knife. Of course, they'd say, put the knife down. But I think you would talk to the person a little bit and go, oh, it's that lawyer guy that does crazy shit. He's just doing, okay. Yeah. Why waste the time of arresting him when he's not going to be doing, I don't know. Of course, you could argue, well, then 3 days, you know, later in the night, he killed his family and they could have stopped him on the beach, but they didn't. So I don't know. It's not really a win for anybody.
What I would like to ask local law enforcement or any law enforcement is there a code or is there some type of citation that you essentially can write up? Maybe you have to cover it under another title, but essentially the person's just being annoying. They're being annoying. They're a nuisance.
Public nuisance.
They're causing more paperwork than I want to deal with. You're not a harm to yourself. You're not a harm to society, but you are doing something that is, again, you're just being annoying.
Yeah.
Can you please stop it? And you got it covered in, you know, whatever citation it is. But again, what happens with all situations that arise is the bottom line, many situations can be handled in a very simplistic, black, white, boring fashion.
Sure.
But guess what? That's boring. Or it's very difficult. And getting back to our conversation about 20 minutes ago, well, I'm not going to do something that is actually hard to do or takes a little bit more than 20 seconds and immediate response. I'm going to do the easier route. And that will then lead to more hysteria.
Yeah.
And that right in and of itself is another situation that whether it be parents teaching kids from a very early age that, hey, some things they can be done, you can do it, but it's going to take more work than maybe you're looking for. That's my opinion where so many things just then explode rather than looking at the simplistic or more boring way to resolve it. They go off on another off ramp and it gets even worse.
Yeah, I think we're kind of at that point where things are just in that sort of state. I'm hoping maybe they calm down at some point. And we kind of,
I know. Yeah. By the way, when this is happening, when you are arresting me or you're searching my vehicle, make damn sure I get my iPhone 13 and record all of it because you're going to go viral. Are you seriously? Stop it. Just stop.
The whole purpose is to get the viral video. It's not.
Good God. Just put your phone in the glove box. Let me do my job. You do your job. You can go home, have your pizza and watch the game. Come on, man.
And it's another fine look at the world that we live in today on the Dark Side of, as we did an episode of Dark Side of the News. Thank you guys for joining us. If you like the program, keep us on the air. Get all the advanced episodes. All the extras are all there for you. Go to patreon.com and search Dark Side of, or go to our website, darksidepod.com. $5 a month gets you access to all of that. It helps keep us on the air. We do greatly appreciate it. Until next time, for Sean, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to the Dark Side of.